coming up next is a guy that I call my brother. We say all the time, you know, from another mother and father. And he happens to be Colleen's baby brother, but I give him such a hard time. This guy has been in acting. He owns an acting academy. He's teaching people how to get out of their own way and not be afraid of what we're doing right now, being on camera. So we're going to bring up Frank Perillo. What's happening with you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm tired. Why didn't you tell me this was crazy?
I think it's fun. I don't think it's crazy. So I don't know where I want to tell you that. But no, I'm just plugging along, you know, getting ready to do some projects and work on some things and start helping some people out with getting more comfortable in front of the camera and teaching them to do what I do.
Yeah, I you know, work with Lillian McMorris. Everybody knows that. I tell everybody she's my mentor, and she's the one that drug me in front of the camera, in front of the mic, behind the camera, you name it, production, Lillian. And when I thought about doing this, I said, no, I'm not doing this. I'm done. When I wanted to even do expert talk, I'm like, I'm done. And you went to lunch with me and spent a half an hour going, nope, this is how you do this. And if you hadn't, this stuff wouldn't be happening right now, I want to tell you. So you are very good, and I'm putting it out there for the rest of the world to hear. You are very good at what you do, and that's getting people comfortable in their own skin, and as actors, getting them comfortable and being able to pretend to be someone else in that moment. How did you get into that in the first place?
Well, I've always had a love for acting. I actually started a little bit backstage for a little while when I was in high school. And then I kind of was like, okay, the people up front are having a little bit more fun. So I think I'll do that. And so I went up front and started doing that. Of course, I found myself a little shy and not real comfortable up there with all those people staring at me. But I worked through it. I stuck through it. I did have stage fear. But the important thing is that I stuck through it. And I learned how to cope with it. And so many life skills can come out of just learning to perform. There's so much life skills. Because the good thing about life that performing is when you're working through things that are scripted, you're also working through things that are real life and what people face every single day. And it does help you. When you're reading something and you're going through something that you might be going through or something you feel and you're acting it out as someone else, that gives you, you know, a sense of, okay, it's not just me. And maybe through this character, I can express my own doubts and fears and work through it. But as you know, we're branching back into the out there for business people, people who are afraid to get in front of the camera in a digital world. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm pushing this idea that you don't have to be afraid of the camera. And how do we do that? Well, we've learned through scripted scenes how to cope with different environments that might arise. How do I get comfortable? When I'm looking at a camera, I'm fearful. There's you know, millions or hundreds of thousands of people staring at me through this camera. And, oh, it's so scary. But you can overcome that. You know, you can overcome that. And a great part of that is just creating a persona. Learn to create a persona like method acting does. You create that character and you become that character. And you stop thinking about you and you just are that character. And you deliver the things you want people to have, the heart that you have for things, the gifts that you have, the products that you might want to sell, those types of things. And you do it and you get comfortable with it. Or maybe it's just an idea. You want to talk about an idea. You get so much feeling about some passion of yours and you just want to start a podcast and you want to be able to talk to people and be comfortable saying what you say. Well, I teach that. I teach you how to be comfortable doing that. Because this is a digital world, and with COVID, even more so, if you want to excel your product, you're going to have to get online.
You're right. And before we skip down the road, let's tell people what method acting means. I know what it means because you taught me what it means. But what does it mean, you know, for a business owner? They're going, I'm not Denzel Washington. I'm not going to be in the next, you know, headliner or whatever. So what is method acting? Let's go there.
Method acting is basically... You're basically creating a character from your own experiences. So we've all experienced being the seller and we've all experienced being the person that's being sold to. So we know what it is to be sold, and we know what it is to sell. And it's just being able to relate to that. And then taking those feelings, those experiences that we had in the past, creating a character or creating a persona that is totally real, but is coming from a place that we may not be comfortable coming from. But we get it and we find it in ourselves to give it to this other person with this persona. I mean, just you talk about YouTubers, you talk about people who are on video all the time. These people are not like that at home. Nobody talks like that at home. Nobody's always like, hey, dad. At least I hope not. Okay. So that's just a persona they create. They create this persona to pitch their product. That's okay. That's what acting's about. It's what commercials have been doing for 100 years right now. Is getting up there and you're pitching whatever it is that you want, whether it's a story or it's a product or it's a service or it's just something that you're passionate about. Butterfly collecting. You know, there are other people out there passionate about it. You just got to find them and tell them what you know. They may not know that. And you know, Italian, I belong onto a Facebook, you know, we're Italian. So I belong on a Facebook group that's just Italians and Italian cooking and stuff like that. And, you know, and we're all listening to each other. We all kind of cook the same stuff, but we don't all cook it the same way. And I'm like, oh, I've never tried that before.
Right.
You know, raisins in my sauce. Well, okay, I did stop there. I wasn't going to do the raisins.
Wait a minute. Raisins in your sauce. No, well, we're not going there.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that as business people, as actors, as people who need to get on podcasts or do videos, it's all about creating that persona that you want to have, that drive, and learning that it's okay for you just to be you in front of the camera. Or if you're not okay with you being in front of her, let's create somebody that you're okay with. And let's just be that person for a while.
Let's shift gears for a second and talk about, you know, we mentioned COVID all day long. We can't help it because, hey, we're in the middle of it. This is just what's going on. Right now, there's really no prime time. You know, all the our favorite seasons and shows are not back because they couldn't go in and record these things. And now they're starting to announce they're coming back. I'm seeing you post more calls, you know, acting calls and stuff. What's going on with independent actors and how are they dealing with everything that's going on right now?
Well, a lot of independent actors are just trying to get by as everybody else. Starving artist was invented for artists of all sorts, including acting artists. But the business is starting to open up. But here's the greatest thing for a lot of people who are in the acting business right now is that that all these shows didn't get shot and a lot of things didn't get done this year. So I'm thinking, you know, with the COVID, you know, some of it being eased up in Hollywood and with the unions developing certain precautions about how that you're going to be on the set, I think that there's a really great opportunity for a lot of people right now, actors and stuff like that, as soon as, you know, Hollywood gets kicked back up and starts to do that. Now, one of my students from a long time ago, he went to Hollywood. He's got his own television show now on Hulu, Michael Cimino. You can catch him on Love, Victor. You know, they're getting ready to shoot again soon. And those things. So everybody's kind of getting prepped up to go ahead and do that. But it's a great opportunity for people in the acting business now to get their shot.
So if somebody's watching this in Ohio or Miami or Texas, you know, or down the street for this matter, down the street, because my studio, I got to come over there because my studio is in your studio, in your school, and I haven't seen it in months because I'm scared to death to go anywhere. So if they really want to learn acting, are you going to offer some kind of online course? Because what if it never goes back to normal again?
Right. So we're going to be offering acting online. I also offer private lessons online through Zoom if people want to get into acting and they want to learn how to do that. I've got a great system that helps you learn how to break down what a writer's trying to communicate through the script. But also we're going to be launching a business for acting for business courses, not only live for Zoom, but also we're going to be recording these courses and people will be able to find them, I believe, through you.
Yes, and, definitely. Thank goodness. They can stop asking me, you know, because I'm like, Frank's coming. It's going to be okay. Frank's going to show you how to do this because I do get asked all the time, you know, how did I get comfortable? And I tell them, one, get great people in your corner, which I've managed to do. I was blessed to have. And two, you know, practice. Lillian has a tape of my first interview where it was radio, and she literally had to like whisper in my ear because I'm sitting on radio answering questions like this. And she's like, honey, it's radio. You got to talk. And I spent the next hour going, yes, no, uh-huh. You got to practice and you got to get right people in your corner. And you're definitely, you know, one of the best at what you do. I want to thank you for coming by. I'm actually going to play because we're going to talk about, I want to just talk about for a second, voiceovers. You do voiceovers, you teach voiceovers. So I'm going to save this commercial for when Frank comes on, because you got to hear his country accent. It is so cool. So I'm going to play this. This will be your going off the show today. And I want to thank you, brother, for stopping by. You are the best.
Thank you.
Well, hey, what are you doing up here in space? Oh, I know. You're looking for some airtime for your show. But you don't know where to look, do you? Well, we can help you with that. See, Gutsy can get your show on Roku and Amazon Fire TV. Sounds good? Oh, well, of course it does. See, they offer a free consultation, too. So contact them right away. Gutsy TV Network. Your pathway to the stars. GetGutsy.com.